Are you ready for mimosas?
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish. Good evening and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, an LGBT podcast streaming live on Digital Stream Radio. You can access that live stream every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can do so by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. On today's show, we are going to have our good friend, Glenn North, back on the show. Glenn is joining us to dish on his latest venture as he gets selected to be one of the cast members to Bravo's new show, Camp Getaway. We're super excited to speak with him. My name is Tom, and I am your host. And as always, I have people that do this with me because I don't do it alone. And I'm going to let the first one introduce himself.
Hey, y'all, Nick or Trish.
And of course, as always, we have our guest host who's also joining us.
Hey, it's Elsie.
And thank you so much for joining us. Normally, we would all be screaming the dish, but it's just so hard with the time delay in doing a virtual show that makes it really crazy, given the fact that we're all social distancing, which is very important, in the midst of COVID-19 and what coronavirus has done for the country. And so here we are. So I wanted to very quickly, Nick dropped off. She'll come back on eventually. Say hello to everyone and thank you for joining us. We are live on Facebook for the first time, one of the few times that we've ever done the show on Facebook Live. And we're also doing our live stream on YouTube for all of you people that follow us there and are fans on YouTube. So thank you for joining us. Nick is back. So I wanted to throw it out there. And of course, because there is a woman on the show, there is a lady on the show, I'm going to throw it to her and ask her, Elsie, how are you?
I'm great. It's third week of quarantine. I haven't lost any weight.
Same.
Because apparently it's all toilet paper, cleaning supplies, and ice cream. Have you noticed there's no ice cream anywhere in the stores?
No.
No.
There's going to be a lot of babies.
Ice cream, a lot of babies, and a lot of chubby people.
And so how are you surviving the apocalypse?
I'm doing okay, actually. Had a quarantine buddy up until last week, and so that made things less calm down.
A quarantine buddy? Explain.
Calm down. There was social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Was the penis included in that social distancing?
There was social distancing.
And Purell.
And Purell. And like work.
We don't use lube anymore, everybody. We use Purell. It burns.
Like cum in your eye.
He means that. He tried it.
We know.
Oh my God, it happened one time.
Oh Lord have mercy. So Elsie, continue so that I can let Trish talk because she's anxious and itching.
I know. I'm kind of excited to hear Trish. I'm doing great, considering. I've been out of my house very few times. My sister doesn't understand why I don't want to come over and work from there when she has all her damn kids from New York working there. Because I don't think they understand the concept of quarantine. And so there's a bunch of them there. And she doesn't understand that if I come over, we'll be above regulation and I'm going to have to call the fire department on her ass. Mm. Also, they keep letting people into the house that come from New York.
And you
unacceptable.
Can't do that. I'm not.
I'm not going to waste my 3 weeks of quarantine on some gross little kids.
And, you know, it's worth noting that Rhode Island, literally, like, they're trying to block people coming into the state from New York.
They are flagging them.
So, very quickly, I wanted to say hi to Mama Kim. She's on. She sent us a nice little message. Hey, y'all, this is awesome. Thank you, Mama. We love you.
We do love you.
It is. It's a very, very weird adjustment. It's something that we need to adjust to. It's not something that we're used to doing. And so, you know, we just have to make it work, I suppose. So, Trish or Nick,
yeah,
how are you, baby boy? I miss you. I miss you in studio.
I'm okay. I miss you. I miss being in studio. It's been weird. I've been home working for like 3 weeks, and we just found out some kind of rough news at the theater. You know, I love that place, and it comes from a place of love, but we had to make some cuts, and I even had to take a pay cut. So it's been difficult and different. And it's also weird too, because I can't really do my job the way that I, like, as efficiently as I normally do, because I can't go to events. I can't network. I can't go to meetings. And so it's been weird, but generally it's okay, I guess. I'm actually thinking about going to Florida. I think I might just pack it up and go spend the next couple of weeks with my family.
Well, I mean, if you're working remotely and your company, you know, can afford to say, hey, you know, that's fine. Go, you know, as long as you're logging in and you can do some work and respond to emails and do what you need to do, why not?
Yeah. And also, like, just in case anything happens, I kind of want to use some PTO.
That's right.
You never know. You never know. And, like, I would never hold anything against Long Wharf Theater if they had a, you know, furlough me because of the situation. I want the theater to survive. So we'll see what happens, but I hope I don't get furloughed, but I do think I'm probably going to pack it up and go spend the rest of my quarantine with my family and sit by a pool. Hello.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Do I have to call the fire department on your ass too?
By family, I mean like my mom and dad.
Tommy, I am Team Tommy on this quarantine policing thing.
Well, bitch, I've been quarantined for 3 weeks. I am fine.
But here's the thing. Can I get a tally it up?
Tally it up.
Thank you, baby. When it comes to Nick, though, you know, he doesn't get to see his mom and dad very often. And given the circumstances, I wouldn't recommend going. As long as they practice social distancing and Nick can spend most of his time at the pool while his parents are indoors, I think it's perfectly fine. What better office to have? No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I alone on this?
No, I talked to my dad about it, and like, I was like, I'm more worried about, like, you know, bringing something into your house and getting you guys sick. He's like, you know, we're fine. Just come here. We want you to be here. So, you know, my brother has his fiance, my sister has her kids, I have me. So I would rather be at home where I can work and spend time with my mom and dad. And now it's like kind of the perfect time. I don't have to take time off, and I can go and actually just be with my parents while I'm working from home and just, like, you know, just enjoy them.
Fine. If you're just going to make any sense, just go. Okay. If you're going to make the sense, just fine.
Anyway, so I want to bring something else up.
So go for it.
All right. So as we all know, Elsie has been joining our show for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to put any pressure on her, but we used to be a show of four hosts, and right now Chris is unavailable to us, but I would like to invite Elsie, if Tom is okay with it, to join the show full time.
I'm totally
They
game.
Like me. They really, really like me.
Here's the thing, baby girl. It's something
Tommy,
that Nick and I...
Tommy, you were on the phone testing this technology out all day yesterday. Uh-huh. Really?
Yes. So here's the thing. So it's not something that Nick and I discussed today. It's something that we have discussed since day one, since the first time you joined our show. Your energy is very positive. Your energy is amazing.
Tell me the truth. Is it my boobs?
yes,
it's the boobs. And so the thing is, not only is your energy amazing and you mesh well with the boys of Gay Talk, and so, you know, you would have to buy yourself a fake penis and wear it, Because, you know, you got to be a boy.
Because you don't think I have one already?
Because I know you have one.
They're so cute.
And so the thing is, it's not only do we appreciate what you do for us here on the show, and we love having you on, and we love your energy, our listeners do too. And that speaks volumes. I mean, when we're getting messages from people, you know, it works. For example,
say yes, Elsie.
Oh God, no pressure.
So we're just going to throw it out there in public, and you decide whether or not you want to do that. You know, I think it's always good to have a different perspective, and you are someone who always brings something very different to the show. You know, your perspective comes from a place of femininity, if that is even allowed to be said. But it also has a very different view compared to three gay men that sit here at the table and talk about things that are happening around the world.
And also,
you're not wrong.
Just so you know, like, we want you to be a full-time host with us, so we don't have to keep calling you our guest host. But, like, just like Chris, just like me, just like Tom that one time when I had to run the show, if there are days you can't be here, that's fine. But we want you to be here, and we don't want to keep inviting you. We want you to know that this is consistent. You are a host of the show if that's something you want to do.
It's your home.
I need to think about it. So, yes!
Well, that's great.
You guys are adorable. And the fact that my fans like me, because I call them my fans when at the show.
No, literally, everybody likes you. They don't like me or Tom.
Well, they certainly have issues with Trish, but, you know, that's another story for another day.
Another story.
But seriously,
it's like a book.
It is. It's been an amazing ride for us. We're literally going on year four of being on air, and the response to you being on the show has been so positive that it's only, you know, it leaves us no choice but to put you on the spot.
Oh my God. Say more.
You see that big head getting bigger? She don't let that hair out.
I know.
Just go.
I'm having a hard time focusing it in my little screen here.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Well, you challenge me. You know, you and Tom have always challenged me to think outside the box, and I truly appreciate that. Like, I am the whitest white that can be, and like,
Hashtag facts.
I'm a little breezy right now, actually, but. it's great to have different perspectives, and like, not only are you an ally, but like, you really bring a perspective of something that like none of us can come from. Like, you come from this, you know, as a female with a huge allied base, you come from such an amazing place, and it's amazing to have you on the show, even though we're gonna fight sometimes.
Oh, please, I hope so. And really?
So your nephew just put on Facebook, don't stroke her ego, Tom.
Oh, first Lord, of all, I was hoping that I would get some accolades from your nephew because he hates me. But
we had a whole conversation about that. So
he
by the way,
yesterday with us.
Yeah. So what? Yesterday we had a little test run, and I had both of Elsie's nephews on with me and Elsie, and we were just going back and forth. And even Mama Kim joined us. I was kind of hoping that Nick would, but she was probably taking a nap or something. Maybe
I wanted
shots.
So badly for Nick to join.
I'll be 100% honest with you guys. I was kind of depressed. Like, I just needed to, like, cut everything off and, like,
decompress.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot going on at my job right now, and I needed to clear my head before I had this big meeting that I had today, because yesterday all I wanted to do was bulldoze shit, so I needed to just kind of not touch base with people and just kind of, like, be with myself, and that's what I did, so I'm sorry I didn't join you guys.
No, that's okay. It happens. And by the way, here's a little message from your loved one.
Oh.
It's too late, Angel.
Hey, boo-boo. It's not too late. Don't listen to your aunt. Hello.
You in trouble now. So, it's just amazing. And really, honestly, it would be our pleasure to host you and have you host with us this thing that we've created for our listeners. And I know that they will respond positively because they have. And so please consider it.
Okay.
So now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about some stuff, things that are happening in our communities that, of course, impact. Before we bring our guest, Glenn North, on the show, it's truly, this is going to be amazing. First. Huh? You want to go first? Well, girl, go for it. Stage is yours, baby. Look.
Bad Bunny. Can we please?
Yes, can we please talk about Bad Bunny?
So everybody's up in with their panties twisted up over this whole mm-hmm. Bad Bunny video, which I obviously love. And we seem to lose perspective as to what he was doing with it.
So, okay, can we pause? What is Bad Bunny? Because okay, I don't even know what
so
that
Bad
is.
Bunny
oh my God,
is...
break it down for the white kid.
So Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican artist. He's a rapper. He does a lot of very very upbeat reggaeton and kind of rapish
dirty,
kind of music.
Garbage lyrics that are fun, but now he's kind of, it almost feels like he was building a platform.
So I will lay the groundwork a little bit. Trish, I believe you were in studio the day that I talked about Alexa. Alexa was a transgender woman that was murdered in Puerto Rico. She was murdered after going into a bathroom at a McDonald's, using the female's room, and employees at the McDonald's called the police and said that there was a man dressed as a woman doing naughty things in the bathroom. Shortly after that report being done, she was shot to death in Puerto Rico, and she died.
Right.
And what ended up happening is that Bad Bunny ended up going on, I believe it was a Jimmy Kimmel. Help me out here, Elcira. Was it?
Yeah, Fallon.
So he went on Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, excuse me.
It's Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon. He went on Jimmy Fallon wearing a skirt and wearing a t-shirt that said, "You killed Alexa, not a man in a skirt." Because that's what the police was reporting in Puerto Rico, that a man in a skirt was killed. And so shortly after, he made a video. And I'll let Elcira talk about what the video is supposed to mean versus what people are being bitchy about, in other words.
So I actually just watched the video last night. and everybody had been talking about it forever. And everybody has all these strong opinions. And the Puerto Rican community is outraged by it because we are raised the way that we are.
Typical machismo.
There is no room for anything other than those roles. It's archaic. And so the video is actually surprisingly, for his usual material, mm-hmm. kind of empowering to women. And he's dressed as a transgender person, and it's just amazing. And I think that people have allowed their cultural blinders to take away from what he was trying to accomplish, and it is actually him standing up for civil rights, which need to be called civil rights, so that people understand that it is all of our rights and not just a gay person's right or a transgender person's rights.
Yeah, 100%. That's amazing.
And so the video has been causing quite the controversy, as Elsie stated, in a lot of Spanish social media and a lot of Spanish media outlets. And it is important to note that the whole purpose of the video was to bring awareness at the fact that a transgender woman was murdered in Puerto Rico. And although it has been labeled as a hate crime, it really hasn't been processed or followed through to the extent that any other murder in Puerto Rico would, and it's really sad. And I know that the reason why it hasn't gotten the attention that it should have from the administration in Puerto Rico is because the fact that Alexa was a transgender woman, and so it's really heartbreaking. But it's also endearing to see artists that have a platform really come out and do something that is pushing people to have conversations that are sometimes maybe uncomfortable for some people, but are necessary for the survival of our brothers and sisters in the transgender community.
Right.
I mean, that's really interesting. I mean, I don't know if you saw the article that I put into our notes today about the trans woman who was stabbed to death in New York City Park.
Let's talk about it.
It's a really amazing segue because you have Mayor de Blasio. He tweeted out, "This is horrifying. My heart breaks for the woman and her family." So identifying the transgender individual as a woman, not as a trans woman, not as a man in a dress, identifying her as a woman. So my heart breaks for this woman and for her family. We will find the person responsible for this heinous crime and bring them to justice. New York City stands with our trans community now and always. This man has really stepped up. I mean, outside of coronavirus, in a big way, just by tweeting that. I mean, it is terrible to think of this trans individual that was stabbed to death over some stupid argument having to do with a wig, but this is the type of thing we need to see from our leaders. We don't need to see people that are masking what actually happened. We need to see people standing up and saying, we won't stand for this, and we stand with our community. They are a part of our community.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And so obviously there's so much more to discuss regarding the issue with our transgender sisters and brothers. And we're definitely going to do that, but we have to go to break because we do have our guest, Glenn North, coming. Yes, go ahead, baby. What do you got?
My soapbox. I'm just so pissed. I'm like, what the fuck are people doing? We are literally in a fucking time of crisis, and you are starting more hate groups. You're killing people over the fact that they're trans. Like, get the fuck over yourself. One, social distance. That is not 6 feet. You fucking stabbed her. Rude. Secondly, what the fuck? Why are people literally fucking hurting one another when we really need to be coming together? Whether you're gay, trans, straight, doesn't matter. We need to be coming together because right now, of all times, this is something that's unprecedented. We've never had to deal with this before. And we need to stop hating on one another and just come together and get through this fucking crisis. Shit like this, the fact that I'm reading this on March 30th, that somebody was stabbed to death because they were transgender in New York City, makes me so angry, especially with everything going on right now. Like, what the fuck are people thinking?
You're right. And you know, I say to myself,
thank you for letting that out so that I don't go into one of my rants.
Oh, well, you can borrow my soapbox whenever you want it.
So with
thank
that,
you.
All right. So listen, guys, we are definitely going to take a break because we do have to bring our guest in. And when we come back, we're going to be live with Glenn North. And then afterwards, we're going to continue to dish if we need to sort of kind of settle the score and let people get everything that they need to get out, let it out, because that's what we're here for. That's why we're called Gay Talk 2.0, and that's why we argue, and that's why we talk about all the things that we do every week. So we're going to leave you with some music, and we will be right back.
Tomorrow's hopes are in my eyes. Paints horizons in the sky that's meant for me, meant for me. Ready now to face the day. Done with fears of yesterday. Waited long enough to say I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I believe. Believe.
Gentlemen, welcome back from the break.
Hi, guys.
That was Believe by...
Why are you not naked?
Oh, my God.
Because yesterday, Tom was like, hey, you'll put on a shirt for tomorrow. So blame Tom.
No, take it off.
Tom,
take it off.
What the fuck?
Take your shirt off, please. This is actually the first time I've worn a shirt all week.
Why are you waiting?
Take it off.
If the spirit moves me.
Oh my god. So
I heart you so hard right now.
Oh yes, I heart you. Nice to meet you, Elsie. Also, congratulations on your new hosting position now.
Thank you. It's I feel.
Now you can like your middle name is now like Elsie, host of Gay Talk 2.0.
I know. Like I have to put that on my title now.
Yeah.
I need business cards.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me make a formal introduction. Of course, joining us is none other than Glenn North. Glenn has been on the show many times before, but today he's joining us because he's jumping into something new. He is part of the cast of a new show that's going to be broadcasted on Bravo. The show is called Castaway. I would like to officially welcome Glenn back to the show. So, Glenn, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. It's so good to be back. I'm excited to see you guys.
We miss you.
I know. I miss you guys too. It's too bad that we had to do this remotely, but I'm glad.
I know.
I'll tell you one thing.
About, I wish I could have had like one of the specialty cocktails you guys made on the show with me right now.
Well, you certainly are more than welcome to join us in studio once this whole COVID-19 thing just, you know, goes away and is no longer something that we need to worry about. But we would love to have you in studio. It's this is certainly a new experience for us. This is the first time we've ever done a live forum and where we're using technology to bring everyone together remotely. And so it's been very challenging nonetheless.
Yeah, I bet. But I think that's what's so exciting is I think as trying as this time is, I think we're going to see a lot new expressions and we're going to see people get creative with like how to stay connected, even though we're physically separate.
Agreed. And so we're getting a lot of commentary on the fact that you're here on the show with us. So, Clarence, thank you for joining us and also commenting. He says that Glenn is number one, and I wouldn't disagree with that statement. He's a very talented young man, and we love having him here on the show with us. So, Glenn,
even is with your shirt on.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have value even when I'm not naked.
So I'm going to open it up to my cast and let them ask away about, you know, your new show. This is certainly exciting news for all of us and for you, I'm sure. So, Nick, And Elsie, please take it away.
Yeah, so my favorite part about this whole thing is that I found out we're doing Facebook Live today, and I have not done anything or my hair. So sorry in general.
You mean you're just naturally pretty like that? Envy.
I literally look like a fucking roly-poly oli right now. Like, let's not talk about it.
Roly-poly oli was hot.
All right. Anyway, so Glenn. I watched the preview and the tour of Camp Getaway. It looks like a lot of fun. Also, I lived in the town next to Kent, so it's amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's where I grew up. So tell me, have you been to Strobel's Bakery?
Strobel's Bakery? No. Oh my God, I'm missing out.
What? Oh my God. So good. I love Kent. It's beautiful there. Kent Falls, all of that stuff. Did you get to, like, see all of that?
So we didn't get much chance to, like, see the surrounding area. We did get some time to, like, escape the camp. Like, I think there was literally a handful of times we were able to kind of get out of camp. We did some, like, counselor bonding in the little town right next to it. It's adorable. But most of our time was spent on this huge camp. It's 300 acres middle of the wilderness in Connecticut. There's a huge, beautiful lake. There's hiking trails. And you basically live in these little cabins overlooking the lake. It is so freaking picturesque. It's gorgeous. It's like you're living in a postcard.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what is this? What is Camp Getaway? What is the show about?
Yeah. So any fans of Bravo will probably know the show, Below Deck. As it was pitched to us, it's Below Deck, but at camp. Or as I say, it's Below Deck, but make it camp. But make it camp. So anyway, it's basically, it follows these eight camp counselors at an adult summer camp. And so it's everything. Did you guys do summer camp when you were kids?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. What were your favorite activities when you were at camp?
Swimming.
Not behind the cabins, Tommy.
I went to Boy Scout camp. I went to Boy Scout camp, so I can't really talk about it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
For me, it was swimming and the locker room.
Okay. Well, I was hoping
in that order.
I was hoping for things like zip lines and, you know, archery. But all those things happen at Camp Getaway too. Let's be real. So what I love about Camp Getaway, it is all the nostalgic things that you loved from doing camp as a kid. There's zip lines that literally, like, zoom over like the canopy, like in the middle of this forest. There's all these activities on the lake. There's sports. There's archery. But then there's also, like, adult versions of those activities. Like, one of my favorites was keg softball. So you do softball, but at each base, there's a keg waiting for you. Right? So, and then every weekend, we would have this huge dance party. So they would, like, decorate one of the main cabins right near the lake. And it would always be, like, a great theme. Everyone would dress to the nines. It was so fun.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So does one of these theme parties require that you go out in public in an assless jockstrap?
It definitely didn't require it. That was my plan.
So I saw the previews, and one of them was like, one of the guys was like smacking your butt because you had on an assless jockstrap, and I was just like, yeah, of course he would, but you're beautiful, so of course you can certainly wear that. And so my question for you, the guy that was smacking your butt, I thought there was a guy smacking your butt, was he straight?
Yeah, he is straight.
You see, people, there
were
is...
you the only gay counselor?
I was the only gay counselor.
So how was that for you?
So it was interesting. And especially, like, being we were just talking about or you guys were just talking about having a platform and how important it is to be able to say important things with your 15 seconds of fame, like how amazing it is that Bad Bunny is talking about protecting the lives of trans men and women. And I want to do that too. I wanted to show, like, as I think Bravo is for a gay audience, I think they don't yet have a lot of gay characters yet.
Or content.
Yeah. So, you know, they have, like, they're known for their Real Housewives, mm-hmm. who are all obviously straight women. And so at the end of the day, I wanted to be on the show so that some little gay kid in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, can watch with his mom and say, oh my God, like, I see that. I see myself in him.
And I want to wear assless underwear one day.
Right. you know, so for me, it was like, at these parties, I wanted to, like, do a little bit of gender bending. I wore makeup. I sometimes wore dresses. I had my fan everywhere. And it was so funny.
I'm going to go get mine. He's upstaging me.
Oh, girl, did it! Well, like,
I am.
Welcome to Glenmore, okay?
Lord have mercy, but go ahead.
And so, you know, it was funny, like, this, like, in a gay club, fans are, like, they're either loved or hated. But everyone knows them. So, like, if you're clacking a fan, Edwin already has an opinion on them.
Right.
But it was, like, blowing people's minds. so that was kind of my thing. And I just wanted to, it was interesting being in that kind of environment. Because I also realized that I don't really hang out with large groups of straight people all that often. You know, when I go out, I go to gay clubs, I go to drag shows, I go to circuit parties. And it's large groups of gay men.
I have the same problem.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, you actually had a really amazing opportunity to be in front of a lot of heterosexual couples and or heterosexual individuals that haven't either interacted or haven't had the opportunity to interact with a homosexual male. Mm-hmm. So you're bringing them more than just what our community is about, but you're bringing them their first touch point, really.
Yeah. And like, truly with this kind of area, I think, you know, it's mostly people from New York City or Connecticut. So I may or may not be the first gay person that someone has met, but definitely the viewers of the show, I think that's really important. Is like, I may be the first gay person they've seen. And I think just kind of like getting to kind of play with gender a little bit, showing like that you can have a masculine side along with a feminine side and they can play together. And I don't know. I think that's what I wanted to show on the show. That you can wear makeup and that's fine. Like that's fun. And actually they were very accepting on the show. They loved it.
Well, I mean, it's so, Bravo. Let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, the Real Housewives of any city in the U.S., there's always, you know, there's always that one gay best friend that does hair, that, you know, just make sure that you are on point, that everything is happening. So, I mean, it's not, like, how would I say, new news to people who watch Bravo that there's gay characters that show up in the show. But here's what I love about what you're doing. You're not a gay character that's supporting somebody else. You're a gay character that is being you. You are part of a show, and you are out there showing who you are, what you're all about. And like you said, there is no better example to some child in Minnesota somewhere or middle America that can look at a show on Bravo like Camp Getaway and say, you know, I feel validated. I feel seen. And it's important. Yeah. And it's beautiful. And so congratulations to you. Seriously. This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And at the end of the day, like, I considered my job. So our jobs, they called us social coordinators. And so it's basically our job to get the party started, which usually wasn't hard.
Yeah, that party girls.
Yeah, yes, girl. I mean, come on, I was wearing, like, assless underwear. Clearly I'm the party girl. you know, at the end of the day, my job was to give people permission to let loose and to have fun and to be their authentic selves. Because I think, especially in New York City, we're all very focused on, like, the drive and the hustle. And so the chance to get out and be your authentic self and play a little bit, gay or straight, is really important. So, like, me being my authentic self was helpful even for the straight people who could feel like, oh, I have permission to, like, have more fun and to, like, let loose a little bit. I don't need to be gay to get to be my authentic self. And so obviously I wanted to, you know, reach those people at home, but it also helped everybody at camp. And that was kind of my goal every weekend.
And so
I want to talk a little bit about the structure of the show, but first I want to know, was any of the other counselors like uncomfortable with the fact that you were gay? Did you have to face anything like that?
There wasn't, nobody was uncomfortable with me being gay. But there was one guy who had, you'll see. I try to get him to try glitter.
Okay.
And glitter is fun. I mean, come on.
And actually we have some really good conversations on, especially with this one other member of the cast. We talk about like trans rights and things like that. So it's, I definitely stay tuned for that. I can't like spoil anything, but like, we will talk about that. He is a supporter, but like, we had to talk about what that meant to him. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. 100%. So when you look at the show and you look at the previews, you see this, a couple scenes where people, it's almost like they're being eliminated or fired. Is there a structure of people being let go on the show? Is there like some type of competition with it?
No, it's not a competition show, but the very nature of being there, you're in this environment where it's like, it's our job to get the party started, but sometimes, let's just say some people lose sight of what their job is. And so their job is on the line, myself included. That was actually, I won't spoil a lot, but like I was going through a lot this summer because I was still coming to terms with the passing of my father. Mm-hmm. Passed away in January of last year. Thank you. And this summer was just, I was processing a lot of that. You know, it's a place where you get to be your authentic self and you kind of get to escape the city a little bit. And so that was another part of my storyline was like, I wanted people who are going through something similar to feel less alone. And so I talked very publicly on the show about me processing his passing.
Right.
So I let's just say I also so that scene you get to see me breaking down. So
yes.
on the trailer. Yeah. So let's just say you get to see me process well, and you also get to see me not process so well.
Been there, done that.
Like a person.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be a producer of Gay Talk if I wouldn't ask, is there anything salacious or crazy that happens that we don't get to see on the trailer that you can share with us?
Oh, girl. unfortunately, no. I can't share anything with you guys because I don't want to spoil it. Oh. You're just going to have to watch.
He means behind the scenes.
But I will say, one of the weekends to look forward to, every weekend there's a different group that they're sort of catering to. One weekend it's like a more sports themed. One weekend it's like people over 50. One weekend it's young professionals. And there was one LGBT weekend. And so most of the campers are LGBT.
Which is awesome.
And that weekend was obviously my favorite weekend.
Of course. Did you wear glitter?
Is that the weekend where you like almost got fired?
You'll have to find out.
Ooh. Even with good friends, as you can see, zipped. But of course, you know, I understand, you know, the show is about to premiere, right? So actually, let's talk about that. So obviously the show's already recorded, but when can we start watching Camp Getaway on Bravo?
Yeah. So our premiere is May 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm excited.
I am so excited. I can't wait to share with you guys. We had such a fun summer. And at the end of the day, I think what's really cool is like these people are some of my closest friends now. Like I have friends for life now. And so I think is what is so exciting as an audience member is you guys get to see that. Like, you literally get...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
Oh, there he is. Hello? You're back?
Okay.
Okay, tell me again. You guys get okay, to yeah. see that.
So you as an audience member get to see us become friends. You get to see these relationships develop. You get to see us... you know, we literally live together. Like, there's four of us in one room sharing a bathroom. We work, we're there all weekend. So we work from 8 a.m. until midnight every night. And so we're working the whole time. It's a blast, but it's exhausting. So, like, of course there's going to be some tension. So you get to see us, like, fight, bicker, learn. It's a steep learning curve doing this job. You know, what's the balance of, like, partying versus actually working? Like, how do we find that balance?
Is there going to be a season two?
We will, if you guys watch, if we have enough people.
Shameless plug, make sure you watch.
Yeah, so, yeah, you guys get to see us literally, like, you know, we'll fight, but maybe we'll make up. And, you know, you get to, at the end, see us become best friends, which I think is so exciting. Because honestly, in a time like this, that's what we want. We want to see people coming together.
Yes. And
how true is that statement? So, you know, we're in the midst of this whole, you know, COVID-19 thing, and people are secluding themselves, obviously for good reasons, right? We're trying to do the right thing by society and by ourselves to make sure that we're healthy and everything. And I'm sure that this show was recorded prior to COVID-19, but it's more important now than ever to be able to have that human connection. And is there one particular character on the show that you really formed a bond with that you think will take you'll be able to take with you for the rest of your life?
Absolutely. So yeah, my friend Neely on the show. Everybody, like, there's something that I, like, was drawn to with everybody, and a couple people, like one of them, the very second I met her, I was like, we're gonna be best friends. And I was, but with Neely especially, like, she was, like, in my breakdown that you see her comforting me. So, like, you know, we take care of each other. And, like, this is going to be a really interesting experience now that the show is out. And so we have each other. Only we know what it's like to be on the show, to have been in this experience. And we've been really, like, leaning on each other as the show is getting ready to air.
How did you get involved with this? Like, what was the process? Were you like, oh, I'm going to just do this camp getaway thing? Or was there an audition? Like, what happened?
They found me on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. They asked me to audition.
Look at you.
After a couple rounds of auditions, then here we are.
Well, there is no it's no secret. I mean, the man is freaking gorgeous. I wish that you guys could have seen what we were going through yesterday as we were trying everything. Again, this is something new for us, right? We typically have everybody in studio here. And this desk is actually fairly big, and we can have about 8 guests in studio. And doing this whole, you know, virtual, let's all get together and figure it out how we're going to connect thing is very new to us. And so typically we would have guests, you know, we would have Glenn in studio and we would have a cocktail and it's all about hugging and, you know, just really sharing that human,
not right now.
That human experience that we can't do that anymore. And it makes me very sad, because honestly, I really would have loved for all of us to be in studio together. It would have been amazing.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm giving you guys virtual hugs.
Oh, of course. So when we think about your experience on the show, what was your aside from the gay episode or the LGBTQ weekend, what was your favorite experience? Is there any exchange with any of the cast members aside from your favorite one that you're going to carry with you, whether it was good or bad, that you think either made you a better person or has made you think about about life, about how you interact with other people that you don't know. And then, you know, they're thrown into a whole situation and we're like, you know, there's cameras in front of us. We have to pretend that, you know, either we like each other, we truly do like each other, I hate you to death. Was there any experience that that truly made you question or change or look at how you view people and life in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So what a great question. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
So one of the things, like I said, I was coming to terms with the passing of my father. And one of the things that you will see me struggle with on the show is how to show up as my authentic self when my job is to be this like bubbly, and that is who I am. Like I'm a bubbly, effervescent, fun person. I love getting the party started, but how do you reconcile that when really I'm nervous about my mom who's back home still going through it? I'm nervous about leaving her alone for a weekend. I'm still going through things. How do I show up authentically when on the inside I have such inner turmoil? And it was something that I really struggled with a lot during the show. Because again, it's all out there. You know, like I had moments where all I wanted to do was be alone, and you literally can't. There are cameras on you 24/7. And so I got to choose, like, how much do I want to share with people? And at the end of the day, I did want to share because I want people to, who are going through the same thing, to feel less alone.
There's something cathartic about, having a platform to share an experience like that. I mean, just when I went to, I did a show in Scotland for a month, and this was right after my college boyfriend had passed away. And I got on a plane, and on the way over to Scotland, my grandfather passed away, and I found out when I landed. And I was going through so much, and I had run an entire production. And during that time, if I didn't have that group of people, I would have fallen apart. But I was so open, and I needed to share, and I needed to talk. And I think that allowing yourself, especially with a platform like this, to share that, people will resonate with that. It's important because not only are we dealing with our own internal struggles, whether you're gay, straight, bi, transgender, doesn't matter, we're dealing with our own like personal lives, whether it's your father passing, whether it's your grandfather passing, whether it's your partner going away. I mean, like, it's all of this stuff. And I think that it's really powerful that you had a platform to do that on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what that does also is, as hard as it is to share certain things about ourselves, to Glenn's point, when you're expected to be the life of the party, this bubbly person, going through so much sadness, what it does is it allows other people to understand that these are all human feelings and that it is okay to feel them and that they're, to your point, not alone, and that maybe there could be some comfort in the fact that we're...
Can I stop you all really quick, really quick?
Yeah.
I have someone that wants to come on and say hello to everyone. Obviously, he is one of our dear hosts. That is not with us, but he wanted to come on board and say hello to everyone. This is Chris. Chris is the other host of our show that couldn't be here tonight, and he's running around doing his thing. So, hi, Chris. How are you? Chris?
Well, a man of few words.
He's a man. I thought he was...
He knows he's just pretty enough not to have to say anything. We just use him. He just knows
so I'm going to text him and tell him you have no sound.
Oh, hello.
But, you know, he'll come back. But Chris wants to come on at some point and say hello.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I can't wait to have him back in studio.
So as you can see, this is definitely a learning experience for all of us, right? It's like trying to manage all these different connections and trying to figure out how we're going to actively do a show in the midst of COVID-19. It's like this is really has changed the game for all of us. So if I could ask a quick question while Chris comes back and maybe he can join us. I hope that he has sound. Let's take a look and see. Hi, Chris. How are you? Nope. He still doesn't have any sound. He'll get it eventually. Very quickly, I don't want to change the subject, but I do want to ask, Glenn, we'll start with you. How has COVID-19 changed your life?
Oh, well, the biggest thing for me is I actually moved back to Virginia just end of January to take care of my mom. And so my biggest thing has been worrying about her. And there have been times when I would literally be in the grocery store, you know, doing what I was supposed to be doing, getting food for my family. And I was so anxious because I literally thought, if I do the wrong thing, if I touch the wrong thing, if I don't sanitize enough, if I don't wash my hands, whatever, my mother will die. And I just started crying in the middle of this grocery store. And so I have found a balance between being careful and taking all the safe precautions and also still living as much of my life as is possible. So like not being afraid to go to the grocery store as long as I'm taking the right steps. Not being afraid to touch my mother, like, you know, as long as I'm being careful, like I can still give her a hug. I can still, you know, we're in the same house. We would have gotten it already by now, where we've been quarantined for 2 weeks. So it's, I've been trying to still find a life. And for me, it's been setting a schedule for myself, even though I'm out of work right now, setting a schedule of like, okay, wake up at this time. And then, you know, write for an hour, and then I have to do this for an hour. Like scheduling time in my day, even though I don't need to, kind of gives me some sense of normalcy.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point, actually, and great tip to follow.
Yeah.
It's... Otherwise, your days just sort of blend into each other.
Yeah. Literally, what day is it? Right? Blurb's day.
Tuesday. So I will.
It's Monday. We're on the show. You know what?
I
know, I'm sorry.
I will tell you this. I'm going to get rid of Chris. He'll come back at some point. But
we don't need him. We have a new host.
Oh, she's got her own fan. So
Dan.
Thank you, Chris, for allowing me that moment.
So I will tell you that it's been very hard for me because I'm very close to my mom. And for the past 2.5 weeks, we've been communicating via FaceTime. And she keeps asking me, you know, when are you going to come over? And I'm like, Ma, you know, it's like, I really don't want to put you at risk. I mean, my mother's already in her mid-60s. And it's like, you know, do I really want to take that chance in you know, shortening the possibility of her being with me for much longer just because I want to be selfish and be around her. And it's been quite a surreal experience for me, especially since she was away for so long. My mom lived in Florida for about 3 years and she just moved up in November. And now here it is, you know, March, and I can't visit my mom. It's incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and that being said, on the screen here, Miss Monica, one of your fellow cast members, just said, hi, Glenn.
Yes.
Sending out all the yes, queens. I'm going to assume that's what those emojis mean.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing. And, but yeah, so obviously this series is recorded. What's next for Glenn?
Oh man, that's a good question. I'm hoping season 2 of Camp Getaway, if the show does well. So we know he didn't get fired.
So we know he didn't get fired. Sorry,
He may have gotten fired. I would love to like host a viewing party, if we're able to meet with more than 10 people. Maybe I can like do an online viewing party, because I would love to like get people together to watch the show and like have like I love like watching Drag Race, which with a bunch of gays. So it'd be fun to like get a group together and then say like, okay,
this is, you know, like comment on some of the things that happened or like what I was thinking when those things happened, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the plan. And I don't know. It depends on, you know, how much longer this stuff lasts. So I honestly take it one day at a time.
I will tell you that we're not sponsored by them, but we are using their software, StreamYard, might work for you. You can bring in the stream and bring in some friends. As long as you don't publish it publicly, you probably would be able to get a whole group of people to sort of kind of do a viewing party.
You could also do it on Facebook.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know. Don't
be that guy, Nick. The man is super excited about this software. Honestly, you need to give it to him for free.
I've always been that guy, so...
So here's what I'll say, Glenn. I can't tell you how thankful we are that you decided to reach out to us and give us this amazing news of the fact that you're, you know, actively working and you're doing amazing things and that you did the show and that you decided that it was worthy to share it with us here on Gay Talk. Truly, we are super appreciative.
There's nobody else I'd rather share it with than you guys.
Aww.
And so what's left to be said is this: when all this is over, we need you to come in studio and perhaps, you know, have you in here. You make it a weekend. We'll hang out, do all that good stuff as we always do, and do Josh something Pratt more.
Perfect. There you go. Yeah, that's an I'll be shirtless. There we go. We can do it at the end of the series, and I can actually talk about all the stuff that I couldn't talk about today.
That is an amazing idea, and book that. Let's do that.
Done.
How long is the series? How many weeks?
So I'm actually not positive how many episodes there's going to be. We were there for, I think it's going to be eight or nine episodes. Not positive. Yeah.
Oh, that's significant.
Yeah.
So Elsie, before we let Glenn go, do you have him ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Elsie has taken it upon herself to give all of us vagina names. So it is.
Oh my god! Yes, I get to name Glenn's vagina.
So I'm gonna let Elsie name all of us. She's gonna give each and every one of us our vagina names before we.
What does that even mean?
You have a vagina name.
If you had a vagina, you would name her.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you're gonna get?
I mean, my penis is Tyson, so I get it.
Now you're gonna have a vagina. So Elsie, why don't you? Great. Let's start with Trish. Tell us what Trish's vagina name is.
So Trish's vagina name.
I can't look at you right now.
It's Candy Pie. Apparently she's also a stripper.
Oh wait, Candy Pie? Uh-huh. I
also want that to be your drag name. Please look at the stage. Candy Pie.
I know.
Done. Candy Pie.
We have to incorporate Trish and Candy Pie. How do we do that?
We'll make it work, girl. We are fantastic at segues.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
All right. So why don't we give our guest of honor his vagina name?
Okay. So, Glenn, you are Pretty Truffle.
Pretty Truffle.
Of course you're fucking Pretty Truffle and I'm Candy Pie.
No, I definitely could be.
Look at him.
I like it. Pretty Truffle. Ooh, she's here for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty Truffle is getting heated.
You like that panda.
All right, so I suppose I will go next and I'll let you go last. So what is my vagina name?
So Tommy's vagina name is Pixie Cave.
Wait, what?
When you put on the picture.
Again, I still feel like I'm being shafted in this situation.
Wait, Pixie Cake?
Cave.
Cave.
Pixie Cave. That sounds about right. It's a big cave back here, girl. And it's only getting bigger. And Elsie, if you would be so kind, please tell us what is your vagina name?
I am going to tell you my vagina name because my vagina name is Sex Box.
Sex box.
I'm not making it up that this is right here.
I love it. That being
coming to you live from Day Talk 2.0, this is Candy Pie.
And I'm Pixie Cave. And Glenn, and you are?
Sex box.
Wait, what was I getting? Oh, shit.
Glenn was pretty truffle.
Pretty truffle, that's right. Pretty truffle, yeah.
Both beautiful and sophisticated.
I like it, and sweet.
Truffle, that's like an expensive vagina.
Yeah.
Oh. Only the best. Opulent.
Opulent. Trish is gone. She's like gone.
She's done. Okay. She's had it.
So, Glenn, before we let you know, before we let you go, or should I say Pretty Truffle, before we let you go, tell us how our listeners can reach out to you. What's your social media, website, any information that's relevant that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, for sure. So you guys can follow me on Instagram. That's my biggest social platform. That's NorthGG. G as in Glenn. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is Glenn-North. Let me just double check, because I never use Twitter. I'm getting better about using my Twitter. Let me beep, bop, boop, beep, doop. Yes, Glenn_North. So those are the two main ways to follow me and hear all the updates about the show. See what's going on.
Are you using TikTok?
Oh, yeah, that's you. I'm Glitter Glenn on TikTok.
Of course you are.
I just made my first video. I lip sync to the scene from Saved by the Bell. Okay. I'm so excited. So
and I just can't hide it. Oh, my God.
Can you please, like, do something with your mother? Like, I feel like you and your mother have the opportunity to literally build a platform on TikTok.
The TikTok empire.
Yeah.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this quarantine, I'll be a TikTok empire. Yeah.
TikTok's just remember, hard. Guys, Facebook, TikTok, and all other platforms have been getting you ready for this very moment.
That's right.
There we go. Exactly.
So, Elsie, very quickly, Mama Kim would like to know what her vagina name is. She forgot.
Wait, Mama Kim?
She has a vagina name. She had one yesterday.
Honey, you were late yesterday at the vagina given name.
Mm-hmm. I would have changed mine, but didn't have a choice because now it's
you
live.
You came late. It's what happens when you miss the vagina naming ceremonies. Uh-huh. Kim. So Kim's vagina was. I don't think we did Kim's.
Yes, we did.
A bitch. Oh, we did bitch cake.
Bitch cake.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Everybody is winning a vagina names.
Lots of sections in these vagina names.
Yes. Oh my God, I love it.
And pastries.
Listen.
Yeah, I would be okay with bitch cake, but really? What the fuck was my pie?
Candy.
You have a lame vagina.
It's sweet.
Look, that shit is candied, so we all know it's not getting used. Anyway.
So, Glenn, once again, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about your experience at Camp Getaway. I cannot wait until the launch. So this May. And then once everything is done and is said and done, you're going to come back and give us a scoop on everything that happened. And we will.
You got it.
And everybody go and bring up those ratings so that he comes back for season two.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Hello.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye, Glenn.
See you soon.
Thank you, baby.
Pretty Truffle, signing off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Bye from Candy Pie.
Also known as the lame vagina.
All right, so...
wait, I'm a lame vagina?
You're the one hating on your vagina name, okay? Your vagina, we send you for that. You never hear me tell crap about my lady penis. You never do. Okay, have some.
We didn't name your lady penis. You want me to name your fucking lady penis? Because I'll name your fucking lady penis right now.
My lady penis don't need a name. You see it coming.
Yes,
they
do. Yes, they do. Uh-huh. I'm going to call it the fourth host. Hello.
Oh, to claim his seniority.
Oh my god. I cannot. I need to take my work badge off. Anyway, so the, ladies and gentlemen, that was of course Glenn Hose, Glenn North. Jesus Christ, these two are just off the hook. And we're super excited that he joined us. Make sure that you go check out Camp Getaway on Bravo. It airs in May. We're definitely going to see more of him. He's amazing and super awesome. And now that we have the air to ourselves, why don't we continue off? Do we want to? Or... Nick is like, whatever, let's go.
Let's close it out.
Before we, I do want to say that I have to thank my friend Ismael for giving me the vagina name list.
It's amazing.
I can't take credit for that.
I think everybody should get a vagina name.
Wait, how
everybody is getting a vagina name if I have a say.
So,
wait,
Nick,
how's it chosen?
Mama Kim has a
trainer vagina name for mine.
Vagina name. This is what happens. Now you have people taking pity on your vagina.
Mama Kim wants candy pie. What can I say?
Well, to all of Glenn North's fans, thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you for your comments. You guys are amazing. And we're going to have Glenn back on. It's not the last time that he's going to be on. It wasn't the first time. He's joined us quite a few times. But yeah, mm-hmm. He'll be back on. So to my cast, to my amazing cast, what do we have next?
I'm recording the show right now, so I've got to call you back.
That happened.
All right, bye.
So
can anybody take a guess as to who that was?
It was Nick. It was Chris.
No.
Work.
Fucking Steve.
Yes.
It's always a Steve.
It had to be a Steve. Of course it was.
My favorite one though. Anyway.
What's your favorite?
You were saying, Tom?
Oh, he's your favorite, Steve. Okay. So, so we have a couple of more things that we need to discuss, obviously. So I'm going to throw it over to Nick because he's got something that he's going to do, right?
What am I doing?
I don't know. Are we closing the show or do you want to keep going and talking?
I'm ready to close out.
He's ready to close out. So we have one more thing, I suppose, that we would discuss. So being that she's on air, Mama Kim, forgive us. We didn't prep today. There is no Mama Kim's minute on today's episode, but we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Wholeheartedly. We do. But we do have On This Day in Gay History, and I'm going to let, should we let Elsie try it? Let's make a work for that fourth host.
Why would you do this? Now you're going to rescind my offer.
You gave us vagina names. It's only fair that we give you On This Day in Gay History. Go for it, baby girl.
I am looking.
This one's kind of a difficult one. I feel bad.
Don't. You do it, Nick.
All right. Well,
Ali American Dance Theater first performance, 1998. In New York.
What was it?
The first performance of A. Alvin Ali American Dance Theater. When? March 30th, 1958. Where? New York. Mm-hmm. Alvin Ali was one of the most important modern dance choreographers of the century. He was a gay man who also died from AIDS in 1989.
That's exactly what I said. You just couldn't understand it because of my accent.
I know. That's why I reiterated.
Thank you, Nick. I had to have him widely translate.
Oh my god, I cannot.
That's totally becoming a thing. Well, that's totally becoming a thing. White translation is totally becoming a thing.
All right. Well, listen, Elsie, you have another one coming up shortly. So I'm going to go ahead and make some announcements. And then you go, and then Nick goes. And then we're sort of kind of training her live, right? It's like, it's a side by side.
I always miss my cues.
Uh huh. All right, so here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you love our show, make sure that you go rate, well, subscribe first. Then you can rate and review our show on your favorite podcasting service. Doing so will allow you to get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your web browser or your application of choice where you listen to podcasting. You can also support us on Patreon. Patreon is a service that allows you, our listeners, to support us with a monetary donation. every month. Those donations are collected on a monthly basis and can be in any denomination of a dollar or more.
Elsie. And Mama needs a second paycheck. Anyway, go on.
Oh, I came right on time then.
Imagine that.
And next week, we welcome Dr. Evan Goldstein for the month's installment of Tales from the Tail.
That's right.
Nicholas. So white translation.
I'm just kidding. I mispronounced
his All right, next week we welcome Dr. Evan Goldstein for this month's installment of From Tales from the Tail. I can't. I'm laughing so hard. All right, anyway, I love you, Elsie, and this is definitely becoming a thing, and I hope people don't think I'm racist because of it, but anyway. All right.
Because I said it.
All right. All right, so thank you to our guest, Glenn North. God, we love you so much. It was amazing having you join us on the show today, and we can't wait to see the upcoming show on Bravo, Camp Getaway. And of course, don't forget, get your discount for the Future Method today. Each time you clean your butt with water or enemas, delicate tissues are harmed and cells are damaged, increasing chances of injuries and or STDs. This first of its kind doctor-developed formula that gently cleanses before you play without hurting your bum. And now you can use code GAYTALK20 for 20% off for a valid for one purchase. Thank you for ruining that. You can now use code GAYTALK20 for 20% off, valid for one purchase or on subscription per person.
Woohoo! You can get nice little douches. Look,
Tom, I was nailing it. Totally screwed me up.
And nabby douches. Just get douches. Yes. Our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com.
Hold on.
Show an episode. It's also available on a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio. Suck it!
No, I'm not going to suck it because she didn't put a rubber on it.
Ooh, she even gave you a fangirl.
You know what? You're tearing down my morale.
Step by step. All right, anyway, so Nick announces you can find us on social media, Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0, Twitter at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0 at gmail.com. Tom, give it a try.
And if you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website, click on the Contact Us tab located at the top of your web browser. There you can leave comments, you can suggest topics, you can submit a question for the cast or an individual host. Hopefully Elsie will become our new favorite, because I'm tired of getting questions for Chris. Not really. You can also leave us a voicemail by calling 334-GAY-TALK, which is our number. If you need all those digits because you can't, you know, seem to make it all out, it is 334-429-8255. Don't forget that we do stream live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you, and y'all have a good night. Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.